Every morning, the ritual is the same. At this Copenhagen school, children start their day by placing their phones in a locked box. Since the beginning of the school year, this has been the rule across Denmark. No mobile phones or tablets during class hours. And here, another visible change is taking place. After a decade of all digital learning, physical textbooks are making a comeback.
I think the biggest issue has been that because we kind of got rid of the books and started using screens instead, and that we've noticed that a lot of the kids have trouble concentrating. So it's pretty easy to swipe with three fingers over to a different screen and have a video game going, for example, during class.
Here, computers are now used sparingly and always under supervision. A 180-degree turn for a country once seen as a digital pioneer, one triggered by alarming data. Teens aged 13 to 18 spend an average of 5.5 hours a day on their phones, and their mental health has been worsened, according to the Children's Wellbeing Commission. The recommendations of former commission member Christine Raven Lund are at the heart of Denmark's new digital sobriety.
An element of when you spend so much time on social media, as many young people in Denmark do, then it also takes time away from protecting factors. So I think it goes both in reducing the harm, but actually also giving up more space to being together in a physical space.